Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning about halachas of Pikuach Nefesh, life-threatening situations on Shabbos. This is Tzadid Beis, the 92nd chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to look at three basic ideas over here. Number one is Pikuach Nefesh, what constitutes a life-threatening situation, types of wounds, and how to break Shabbos for a person who is ill. We're going to start off at the beginning for Pikuach Nefesh. When is it permitted to violate Shabbos? So Shabbos, like all other Torah mitzvahs, is suspended for any life-threatening situation. Of course, there are a few exceptions, the three cardinal sins, if it's a Shas HaShmad, and so on. But under regular circumstances, Shabbos is something which is waived when it comes to life-threatening situations. What happens if it is just for a baby? So once a child is even one day old, we treat them as a human being in the sense that we will be Mechalal Shabbos even for a child which has just been born. Doesn't make a difference their age. What about somebody who doesn't keep Torah? So even a sinner who occasionally transgresses is still in the getter of Pikuach Nefesh, and a person will be Mechal HaShabbos for such a person. What if a patient refuses life-saving treatment on Shabbos? So he must be forced in that case, he or she must be forced to accept it. Refusing treatment to avoid violating Shabbos is considered a problem, it is considered a chet, a sin, and is called a chosid shoiteh, foolish piousness. It is not recommended or commended. Will somebody be punished for desecrating Shabbos unnecessarily if it turns out the patient didn't need help? The answer is no. That person will be rewarded for acting out of concern to save somebody else's life. The example the Kitzur gives is, let's say a doctor says this patient needs to eat a fig, and 10 people run out and or they all go pick a fig, and they come back and there's 10 figs which are picked, and the patient only needs one fig. Then in that case, each of those 10 people is rewarded, even though 9 of them did not necessarily performed Chilul Shabbos, which was not necessary. Are even biblical prohibitions, Isurei D'oraisa, overridden in Pikuach Nefesh? The answer is yes. All of Shabbos prohibitions are suspended in such cases because the Torah was given v'chai bohem, to live by them and not to die by them. As we talked about, there are certain exceptions to this as well. Now, who should perform life-saving actions on Shabbos, a Jew or a non-Jew? So Kitzur points out that a Jew should preferably perform the act, even if a non-Jew is present, because quick action and people acting quickly deserves praise, even if it turns out to be unnecessary, meaning to say we should take pride in saving lives. However, it is worthwhile noting that if you look in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam points out that if time is not of the essence, but yet it's life-threatening, for example, a woman in labor, that it's not a dangerous situation, but immediately, then a non-Jew should be asked to perform the melacha rather than the Jew themselves. We are mamayit, we try to lessen the isurim if time is not a concern or essence in the pikuach nefesh situation. Now, what if a layman knows the patient and suspects danger and says we should violate Shabbos? There's no doctor around, but a person says, I know my friend, I know my neighbor, and we need to call out Salah. In that case, if a person lacks certainty, as long as there's no expert opposes him, we follow the opinion and violate Shabbos, even a layperson. What is the disagreement between the doctors as to whether the patient needs a cure? So we follow the doctor who says the cure is needed. If the patient himself says he needs it, we follow him, unless the doctor says it is harmful. So if there is an opinion, if there's somebody who's saying that they need it, we go for it. What if a knowledgeable non-Jewish doctor says the condition can become critical without treatment? So he's like, accept their opinion, no question, and we must violate Shabbos, even if the patient themselves disagrees. We move to the second topic today, which is types of wounds. So what if someone suffers from an internal wound? Anything internal is considered a chole sheyesh, where sakon is considered a dangerous situation. One may be a mechal Shabbos for them as well. Is general pain considered a wound for Shabbos purposes? The answer is no. If just pain itself is not necessarily considered a life-threatening wound, however, the pain causes the entire body illness, let's say intense tooth pains, a non-Jew may be asked to extract the tooth, that is considered a cholish ein boy sakana. What happens if we know the course of this ailment and we know the course of progression, it's not life-threatening? In this case, we do not say it's pikuach nefesh and we let it run its course even though it may be painful. For which specific injuries may one violate Shabbos? And again, this is a list from the days prior to modern medicine, But the examples are a wound on the back of the hand or the foot, wounds that are caused by metal, anal blisters, a person swallowed a leech, an aluka, a bite from a rabid dog, a snake bite, even if the poison is doubtful, and a high fever. These are all situations that in those days would be certainly life-threatening. Today we have more knowledge and we're aware of the danger in more cases and also the lack of danger in other cases. So a person has a gash and there's stitches, that's less of that's not considered life-threatening necessarily. How high is a high fever? So generally speaking, we pass in that 102 Fahrenheit is considered a high fever. If it's near 101, the patient says they need to, then we consider it a cause for Shabbos violation as well. When may Shabbos be violated for an eye condition? So we say if both eyes hurt, there's pus, there's bleeding in the eyes, or excessive tearing, any other symptom that endangers the eyes, Shabbos may be violated, and we consider that an internal injury, which has life-threatening implications, or sofei pikuach nefesh. Our third and last topic today is how to break Shabbos for an ill person. So if a critically ill person needs meat and only forbidden meat is available, may it be given. So no, it's meaning to say if there's non-kosher meat which is really available, but otherwise one can shecht a kosher animal, it is better to shecht a kosher animal so that the person does not become nauseated upon learning that they ate forbidden food and it might affect their medical condition. If the patient is a minor or mentally incapacitated, so they don't know, they won't be nauseated, then one should obviously try to give them the non-kosher meat because that involves less violations than shechting the kosher meat. May others stick may others eat food which is cooked on Shabbos for the sick person. So let's say a person is sick, somebody cooks for them, may other people eat that food? The Kitzur Paskins, no. There might be a concern of Shema Yarbe Bishilah, maybe it'll be added because there are other beneficiaries, but after Shabbos it may be eaten right away, even right after Shabbos as well. May Shabbos be violated to prevent someone committing a sin under coercion? So let's say you see another Jew who's being forced to, eat treif. May you violate Shabbos to stop them? The answer is no, unless they're being coerced to convert or abandon Judaism. Then we consider that a risk so high that we should go and violate Shabbos to help save them. May Shabbos be violated to prevent a forced conversion? Yes, even if a child's being forced converted, and even using a biblical violations, it's like saving a life. What if it's unclear or uncertain whether the intervention will prevent the conversion being going through? The answer is, Shabbos must still be violated, just as we do in the case of Sofik Pikuch Nefesh. However, may we violate Shabbos for someone who wants to convert away from Judaism? The answer is no, not with biblical prohibitions, because the person themselves is making the decision. Some would be matir, would allow rabbinic prohibitions, let's say riding a horse, carrying money, or tchum, to be violated in order to help this person. But if the person is doing it of their own volition, then this would not be necessarily the grounds for Chilul Shabbos. Some very important halachas. These halachas should sensitize us to the fact that we have to be very, very careful, even if there's a sofek pikuach nefesh. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.